This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
G-Squad Client Care, Kanisha speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm with XPO. I have a order number for you.
Give me a moment.
Okay.
What is it?
0708.
Not to cut you off, I don't have the number. That's external. I need the FMS number. It's like 67 or something like that.
Okay.
It's only 6 letters.
Okay.
No problem.
External order number?
Is it like a 67, anything like that?
It says, it starts with 6633556.
That's right. 663 what?
6633 5506.
So yeah, our number start with 07. We don't have access to that system, so we can never look it up with that one.
Okay.
So give me a moment.
No problem.
Customer first and last name.
Customer last name is K U.
What's the first name?
Anna.
Okay. Address.
615 South Noah Terrace, Mount Prospect, Illinois, 60056.
All right, this is for a gas range install.
Yes, ma'am, but they told me that they have the wrong install SKU, and I do have the right install SKU. It was a gas range that they have on here, and it's supposed to be a pro range.
The customer has a propane? Mm-hmm. Liquid propane?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Hold on 1 second. She has propane. What's the SKU number?
The SKU number is 7105005.
All right. And how much is it?
Give me one moment. I'm not sure that price. Let's see, 7105. It is $299.99.
All right. Let me see how much she has. She has total tech support. She don't pay the full price. So it's $240. All right, it's $239.99 because she totaled tech support. Let me ask her. So quick question.
Mm-hmm.
So since she already paid for what she paid for this already, is it a price difference she had to pay because of the wrong SKU on there, or no?
We wouldn't be able to do a SKU update on our end at this time. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
No, ma'am.
So you know how she paid for? I'm saying it like, you know how she paid for this one? She paid, I'm going to say what to pay for. Hold on 1 second. So she paid X amount for this one. Is it able to swap it out? And she paid a difference?
Okay.
Because she paid $164. Hey, give me one moment to patient hold and call the customer. I know, and what if I'm to the stars, it's $240.
Okay.
And we can't cover that, so give me one moment.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Pauline. I appreciate it. Unfortunately, we won't be able to approve this. The caller customer, she didn't answer the phone, so in order for her to do it, it will be $239.99 because she has a total tech support. And that's it. I won't be able to approve this amount.
Okay, so I will get back to my check, and I will email regional so they can handle it from there.
Because that's what I want to prove is over our limit, and that's something the customer didn't answer the phone, so I can't. She's willing to and will not to pay for it, but that's something the customer actually paid for because it's additional SKU, and it's more than what Best Buy can pay for, so we won't be able to do it. So the customer, in order to actually have it installed, they would have to pay it at the price or have someone else install it. Anything else?
No, ma'am. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you to the Best Buy. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is extremely satisfied, how satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent?